Economic development announcements made this week by Governor Andrew Cuomo include more than $30 million to facilitate a partnership between the Trudeau Institute in Saranac Lake and Clarkson University in Potsdam.
We were in danger of losing Trudeau. Trudeau was going to close down, pack up, and move on. And we took the Trudeau closing as an opportunity to find a different relationship and a different business model. Our plan is to put Clarkson together with Trudeau. Trudeau, Master of Basic Medical Research, Infectious Disease Research. Clarkson, Master of the High Tech and Engineering Research. Bring those two institutions together. The state will invest $20 million over 3 years, total investment $35 million over 3 years. And we believe we will create hundreds of jobs in this new institution.
The Trudeau Institute is an internationally renowned biomedical research center. Clarkson University is a nationally ranked private college in engineering science and business studies. The state is investing in the two because of the potential to, quote, dramatically energize the research to commercialization, unquote, of biotech products. The funds will be used for operational costs and lab improvements at Trudeau and Clarkson and implementation of programs. Trudeau Institute President, Director, and CEO Ronald Goldfarb says the funds also provide the impetus for faculty at each campus to work together on new projects.
We represent unique and highly complementary areas. This true synergy between what we're going to do will completely revolutionize biomedical research in the North Country.
Goldfarb notes that Trudeau and Clarkson are complementary institutions with different disciplines and areas of expertise.
This is a particularly good fit because of the synergies. It's rather remarkable, actually. The beauty of this is that it adds an extra dimension to each party. Not only do we have synergy of the basic science approaches, but how we can commercialize things and extend it to the clinic as well is truly unique. I think that this puts us in a position that's enviable, and I do not think we could have found a better partner.
Clarkson University President Tony Collins says melding their expertise in engineering and the sciences with Trudeau's biomedical research creates a new synergy in nanoscience development.
When you start to think about how to deliver the drugs, how do you encapsulate them, how do you get them to move through the body, that's actually small nano delivery systems. And so now we recognize that we can meld not only our faculties together, but also one of the other strengths that Clarkson brings is the capacity to commercialize. On our campus in the last 3 or 4 years, we've grown about 60 companies. We understand how to drive the products of fundamental research and development into the commercial space, how to translate that research. So when you put all of that together, this is not just unique to the North Country, not unique to New York State, not unique to the nation. It is a collaboration that lots of people around the world have been trying to work out how to get it together, and a little crisis actually made us see what a tremendous opportunity it is.
New York 45th District State Senator Betty Little, a Republican, had been concerned about the future of the Trudeau Institute in the Adirondacks because it was being recruited for an out-of-state move. But she says the state's seed money creating the new partnership will now lead to a biotech cluster in the North Country.
It won't be just Trudeau and Clarkson. We're going to have a biotech center. And that's something that we have been working for in Saranac Lake. And we have three companies who are already there. So we're looking and hoping for much more from this.
The formal agreement between the Trudeau Institute, Clarkson University, and Empire State Development was signed Wednesday in Lake Placid. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.